CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's unemployment rate fell to 3.7% in March, the lowest in more than 2 years. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
That puts the state's unemployment rate roughly in line with the national rate of 3.6%, according to the state labor department. Colorado added 5,800 non-farm jobs in March. Data show Colorado has gained back all the jobs lost in March and April of 2020 as the pandemic took hold of the economy. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A bill aimed at preventing insider threats to election security is cleared a state House committee. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The measure would require 24/7 video surveillance of election equipment and restrict who has access to that equipment. It would also make it a felony to make copies of voting machine hard drives and passwords. The bill would require more training for election workers and county clerks. It's backed by the Bipartisan County Clerks Association, and it's in response to last year's election security breach in Mesa County. On Monday, Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who is facing a number of criminal charges for her role in the breach, testified against the bill. Peters and other opponents say it gives too much power to the Secretary of State's office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is back from Poland, where he observed efforts to help Ukrainian refugees. He says other countries still worry that war could spill into nearby NATO territory.
These are folks who have been invaded by Russia before. They have a long view of history, and they're worried about it. And that's also why you see countries like Finland and Sweden, who have for a very long time deferred on NATO membership. They are now expected in the next couple of weeks to make a decision to join NATO.
There's more of our conversation with Representative Crow in just a few minutes later in this hour. A jury has found Denver-based DaVita and its former CEO Kent Thierry not guilty of antitrust violations. The dialysis company and its chief executive were accused of conspiring with competitors to suppress competition.